Okay, we start a new series, a Navi series, Sefer Navi, Sarm of the Navim, and we'll start off with an introduction to learning Tanakh in general, and learning Navim in particular. So first, in general, learning Tanakh, this is really the forgotten part of Torah, the forgotten part of Limud. As we know, we have to learn the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The first Lubavitch Rebbe writes that we have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Every Jew has a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Step one is Tanakh. And so many of us don't learn Tanakh. Rashi tells us already in Parshas Kisisa that the pasuk discusses right before the story of the Egel, Vayitenel Moshe kechalosol daber ito bahar Sinai shnei luchoso edus. When Hashem finished talking to Moshe Rabbeinu after the first set of 40 days on Har Sinai, He finished talking to him and He gives him the luchos. Luchos even ksuvim be'etz be'elokim. But the word kechaloso, Chazal pick up, is spelled without a vav. Kechaloso is spelled chaser, like kala, not kechaloso with a vav. So Rashi quotes two days, kechaloso ksiv. You could read it as kalaso. So the Torah is not written with nekudos. The Radvaz points out that the Torah is not written with nekudos, dafka, to be able to darshan it on so many different levels. So Rashi quotes kechaloso ksiv, shenimsurlo Torah b'matana kechala l'chasan. Day number one, because we're like married. We're married to the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's like a kala, a chasan and a kala. Shelo hayachol lomod kula bizman mur kazeh. Because it was impossible to learn all the Torah on the 40 days, so he gave the Torah bimatana, like a kala to a chasan, and there was more to do. But the second shot is important for us now. Davar acher. Why does it say kala so? Ma kala miskashetes b'chavdalid kishutin. Heina amurim b'sefer Yeshayo. Just like in Yeshayo, 24... pieces of jewelry are described, and Akala wears all of them. She's the most beautiful on her wedding day. Av tamar chacham tzarech lios baki b'chaf dalet svarim. So too, the definition of a tamar chacham is to be an expert, not only in shas and ksos and rebchaims, but in chaf dalet svarim, in the 24 books of Tanakh. What are those books of Tanakh? The Gemara in Bava Basra lists off what they are. No, a little different than what we have. We count Ezra and Nehemiah as one book, not two books. Shmuel, Malachim, we have split up into two. But either way, the books of Tanakh, Rashi says, that's the definition of being a Talmud Chacham. If you look in the Sefer Shari Talmud Torah, he quotes many, many sources of the Achronim describing and lamenting how so many of us jump from even just Torah to Mishnah to Torah Shebaal Peh, and we have to learn Torah Shebaal Peh, obviously, but we also have to spend some time on Torah Shebechsav. Says the Shlach Kadosh, Mikol Makom, Tzarech Adam Liro, Shoyilmod Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Mishnah V'Talmud, V'Yilmod Torah Shebechsav, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Kiseder Ze Achar Ze, V'Acharkach Torah Shebaal Peh, Shu Seder Mishnah B'Ze Achar Ze, and then get into deeper ideas. And he even says, Hanark Shiascha Lumon Mikra, Lo Yazuz Ad Gemar Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Hetev. Lo Yidlog Mi Parsha La Parsha Shel Shavua. He says, focus, start with Bracious, and go straight. If you have the brother of the Shlarab, Avram Horowitz, says, and even according to Rabbeinu Tam, the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Tosfos and Masechta Sanhedrin, and elsewhere, why is it called Talmud Bavli? It's Bolul. It's all mixed up with everything. Everything's a Gemara. Topic of a shiur that we've had in the past about the importance of learning Gemara. But the Tosfos there quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Bizman Hazeh, because we have Talmud Bavli, so it has Psukim, it has Mishnah, everything in it, so just learn Talmud Bavli. That's all one has to do. But, say the Achronim, says the brother of the Shlah, that's only based on their understandings. They knew Tanakh by heart. So they can chazer Tanakh once in a while and focus on Gemara. But we who don't, so we have to put in time to the study of Tanakh as well. And he quotes also from Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, the Yavetz, V'yomadenu mikra kulo haynu Tanakh. V'yafek koach ha-svardim bazem mikoach ha-ashkenazim ha-mahafchin ha-seder, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, 400 years ago. V'rotev shilim ha-nar kol ha-torah al-regal achat. He says, in certain ways, even then, the Sephardic custom was to learn everything by heart, learn everything, but start with Tanakh. V'ech yala adas likanis l'chadrei pnimius ha-torah shemizgalim b'torah shebal peh. How do we expect to go into the secrets of the Torah Shebaal Peh, which might be the ultimate, im lo nimsru lo mafteches achisonios? We have to get into what's on the surface, the bichsav, what's written, and then we can jump into Tanakh. V'im kachi yisnaigim o yivna lo yisod tov, shiyamar ala binyan alimu na tachlisi b'tov yosha. That's the basis, that's the foundation. Obviously, you can't just build a foundation. You got to build a house, you got to build the building on top of it, which is shas and poskim. But the foundations have to be Tanakh. And we know all the Rishonim. We know all the Rishonim's works, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, they knew Tanakh by heart. They knew it cold. And finally, the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim writes that when before he became the Prima Gadim, he was a Mikri Dartiki. He taught in an elementary school. He says, Velos Kaosan Shalom Dim in Talmidim Gapat. Gemara Pirish and Tosfos. Ibshe Yodea Lahakshos is a Kushi Vateretz. Chachim Verebi Viskri. Ubetanach in Lo Shum Yedia. He says, no. He says, one has to make sure to focus and give time to the learning of Torah Shebichsav. Again, this is just to emphasize, it doesn't mean the major part of one's curriculum, but at least part of one's curriculum. The Chavetz Chaim even laments this 100 years ago, even less. Chavetz Chaim, the first piece in the Chavetz Chaim on the Torah, on Parshas Ha'azinu, where the Medrash tells us, Hazina Shemayim v'adabeir v'tishma aretz imrei fi, yarov kad matar l'chit, hizal katal imrasi. The Medrash says that matar is compared to Torah Shebichsav, and tau is compared to Torah Shebalpeh. Matar are raindrops, that Torah Shebichsav, and tau Torah Shebalpeh. Why? Why is that each one? Rain, even if you have tons of rain, it's finite. If I theoretically put a huge bowl on the ground and I caught all the raindrops that came down from Shemayim, I'd be able to count those drops. It's finite. Tau dew, it's not countable. You wake up in the morning, the ground is wet, everything is, you can't pick up the dew and count it. It's infinite. It's just, it's not countable. So he says, that's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh too. Torah Shebichsav is compared to matar, because it's finite. There's a certain amount of drops. And that's why it's Yarov Kamatar Lechi. And it's Ezra Makadosh Baruch Hu. Tizal Katau, the dew is uncountable. And then he ends off by saying, and isn't it ironic then? Isn't it ironic? One would expect that if there is something finite that one can master, that one could totally grasp, that's what we should focus on first. And then get to what's infinite. But he says, today is different. Halo haisa ashuras adin no senes. Shetzrichim haynu lios bekiyem etev b'torah shebichsav sheish lo gvul v'kitzva avalo b'torah shebalpeh shein erech lo godzla. Ubeem es nafochu adavar. It's nafochu. Shebetorah shebalpeh yesh lo nebarach Hashem lomdim muflogim bekiyem charifin. We have all these great, amazing Rashi yeshivas and great Talmidei Chachamim. V'nehirim lem shvilei d'shnei Talmudei. They don't bavli Yerushalmi backwards. By heart. Ulu umatzor b'torah shebichsav. Eini tonu af echod. Yodei latargim pasuk utzuraso. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Says, who knows, at a kipshat in a pasuk. He says, this is something that we have to put our time on, especially being that it is finite, that it is something that we can master. So we all have to inculcate ourselves with the values of not only learning Torah Shebal Peh, which obviously, not taking away anything from Torah Shebal Peh, but Torah Shebichsav as well. What is the source for the concept of Tanakh? This is going to the next point. So that is Gemara in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Zayin, where the Gemara mentions and discusses that Esther Amalka wrote to the Ashkenaz HaGadola, I want my Sefer in Tanakh. Kisvuni Ladoros. And what's the answer? Well, we got to see if we can squeeze it in. And they found psukim that allude to the fact that they're only allowed to talk about Amalek stories a certain number of times. Three times. Only three times. So you already have one in B'Shalach, you have one in Kiseitse, and you have one in Shmuel Aleph, with the story of Shaul HaMelech, and he didn't kill the Amalekim. So that's it, one opinion says. Sorry, Esther's got to be left out. But the other opinion says, no. The two in Torah can be counted together. B'Shalach and Kiseitse could be one, Shaul could be two, and then Esther and Haman, descendant of Amalek, that could be three. That's why Esther made it into the canon, made it into Tanakh. What's this pasuk that tells us, describes these three? Ksov, Zos, Zikaron, Basefer. Write this down. The Gemara says Zos is Torah. So both could be in Torah. Both B'Shalach and Kiseitse. That's Zos. Zikaron, that's Navi. That's Shaul HaMelech. And Basefer, Esther Amalka, the Megillus, that's in Ksuvim. So that's the source right here. The source for Tanakh is the Gemara in Masechet Megillah. Rav Schechter explains in Be'ikvei Atzon, in Siman Chaf Gimel, how do these words allude to each one of these? Zos is Torah, Zikaron is Navi, and Basefer is Ksuvim. So Rav Schechter says, it's beautiful, Zos, what is Zos? Rashi tells us that based on Chazal, both in Barshas Bo, on Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, and in the beginning of Matos, on Zeh HaDavar, Zeh, or Zos, always reflects clarity of divine vision. Whenever Hashem wants, there's something difficult, and Hashem wants to show Moshe something, visual aid, Right? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out what the menorah looked like. So Hashem showed it to him. Hashem Moshe couldn't figure out when to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Hashem showed him the moon. It's always the word Zeh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. By the menorah, it says the word Zeh. Zeh is, it's so clear, I can point to it. This. B'neidu, right, by B'tzor HaMorah, it says, B'neidu Zeh Sorer HaMorah. Right? The parents have to come and say, this child. Zeh always notes clarity. Zeh. So that's why Zeh is Torah. Torah is Torah's Moshe. We're going to talk about it soon, but we know Moshe Rabbeinu, different than all the other Nevi'im, he had clarity of vision. The other Nevi'im saw in riddles all their Nevuah. Moshe had clarity. So Zos is an allusion to Torah, because Zos is Torah's Moshe. The last Pasuk in Navi says, Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi, the end of Malachi, that Torah is called Al-Shem Moshe. So Zos is a reference to Torah. That's Torah. Zikaron is Navi. How is Zikaron Navi? And this gets to the root. What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Why are some Svarim in Nevi'im and some Svarim in Ksuvim? We know the Gemara tells us there were 55 people who had Nevuah, right? 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevios. 55, even though there were hundreds more, but what's the difference? What are you unique to these 55? So, the Rav Schechter explains that in the Torah, whenever it says the word Zachor, it generally means Lahazkir. Remember is translated to mention. Zachar is Asher Asalach HaAmalek. No, remember, it's Lahazkir. We have to say Parshas HaAmalek and Parshas Zachar. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. What do we have to do? Make Kiddush. Meaning, not just to remember it, but to say it. Zachor is always Lahazkir. So, Zikaron, not just mean to remember inside, but to mention something. Nevuah is from the words, as he quotes Rashi in Shmos, Nivsvatayim. Nisvatayim, the movement of my lips, to mention. Nevuah, a Navi is someone who was given a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give over Baal Peh to Am Yisrael. That's the definition of a Navi. There were many people who had visions, who were chozim, we'll talk about it, in the Navi Shirim, what's the difference between a choze and a Navi? A seer and a Navi and a prophet, as we translate it. But there's a difference between the two of them, a choze and a Navi. But a Navi generally is someone who received some type of message to give to Am Yisrael. That's why Zikaron is Nevi'im, because Zikaron is Lahazkir. And Basefer, obviously Basefer, it's meant to be written down, studied and learned, but only through the text, not through a Nevuah. That's how why the Gemara says in one place in Sanhedrin, Daniel wasn't a Navi. What do you mean it wasn't a Navi? He didn't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that his Svarim, his messages were meant to be written down and then studied by Am Yisrael, but not meant to be given over. So that's the difference between Torah, Nevi, and Ksuvim. He quotes this from Reb Chaim. It says, That's why it is Ksuvim, and those are the three words in the Gemara in Megillah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in one place in the Hagdama to Emes Liyakov, writes that based on a Rashi, it's an amazing Rashi. Rashi in Tainus on Daf Tes. There's a story there that Rabbi Yochanan is talking to Rabbi Reish Lakish's his nephew. Right, Reish Lakish is married to Rabbi Yochanan's sister. So Reish Lakish's child, Rabbi Yochanan's nephew, was talking to him and asked him, "What did you learn in yeshiva today?" And he quotes him a pasuk, and then he declares, "You know, is there anything?" He quotes him a pasuk in Navi. He says, "Everything in Navi is alluded to in Torah." Rashi there, Testament Aleph in Tainus. Rashi says, "Lo Ramza Moshe Bo." There's nothing in Navi that Moshe was not merames ba'oraisa. Shahachumish hu yisod neviim uksuvim. Ubekulam yeshmach limso min haTorah. Explains Rabbi Yaakov based on a Gemara. Ilfa, throughout the Gemara, there's a Ilfa, a number of times, Ilfa is mentioned. He was a friend of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Tainus tells us that he left yeshiva with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went back to the yeshiva. Ilfa decided not to go back. And a number of times in the Gemara, Ilfa is talking and learning, and he says, "You know what, if I would have stayed in yeshiva, I could have been even greater than Rabbi Yochanan. And you know what? Test me. Ask me, tell me any brisa, and I'll tell you where it's the root of that brisa is in a Mishnah." What does that mean? The roots of all brises, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi decided to take these Mishnah, it's because all brises are rooted in the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yaakov, it's the same thing with Tanakh. All the messages of Nevi'im and Ksuvim all come from Torah. That's the root. That's even the Gemara Nadarim. The Gemara Nadarim says, if we didn't sin, if we didn't go into Galus, all we would have is Chamish Shechem Torah and Sefer Yehoshua, because we had to have Eretz Yisrael. That's it. But because history, you know, we didn't do everything we were supposed to do, even starting with Sefer Yehoshua, right? We didn't drive out all the nations that we were supposed to drive out. So that's why we have Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But it's an amazing thought that the relationship between Nevi'im and Ksuvim to Torah is just like the relationship of Brises to Mishnah, says Rabbi Yaakov. That's regarding Tanakh. Point number two. So point number one is the importance of learning Tanakh and the commitment we must have. Number two is the idea of Tanakh in general. Point number three. So what is Nevi'im? That's what we're about to focus on and start right now. Sefer Yoshua, the first of the Sifrei Nevi'im. To believe in Nevu is one of the Yesodos HaEmunah. The Rambam writes in his introduction to Perek Chelek, where that is the source of the Ani Mamins, the 13 principles of faith. So, number six, Yesod HaShishi. What do I have to believe in? HaNevua, to believe that there is a concept of Nevua. V'hu, sheyeda adam, sheze min adam, sheyimatzi b'em bali tfai, mimidos me'ulos v'zakos ma'od, v'shlemus gadola. And when somebody reaches perfection, acharken yidbak oso aseichel anoshi b'seichel apoa, will be connected to Hashem. The Rambam expands on this in no less than Sefer Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. The first set of halachas, Sefer Mad, the Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the first set of halachas. Remember, it's always important for the Rambam, not only what he says, but where he says it. He says this is in the first set of halachas. Yisodei HaTorah, he puts Nevuah. Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin. Mi Yisodei Hadas, Leida Shehakel Menabeyes B'nei Adam. It's part of the Yisodos HaEmunah that to believe that man and God communicate with each other. V'ein ha-nevuah chala el al-chacham gadol b'chachma gibar b'midosav v'lo yeh yitzro mizgaber olav b'davar ba'olam elu hu mizgaber b'daito. Somebody who has perfect midos. Right, a Navi, what do we learn from a Navi? So some of the Mepharshim mentioned this. Not just his nevuah, but we learn what it means to be a person. Because as the Rambam says, you can't be a Navi unless you're perfected in midos, in chachma, in being kovishes yetzer. Adam shu memula bakol amidos ha'elu, shalem begufo, kishe yikanes lepardes, v'yimashech ba'osin inyanas ha'gadolim, when somebody starts to meditate and focus on godly, divine ideas, and he's poresh midarchei klal ha'mahochim b'machashachei hazman, he separates from what most people do, immediately, the Rambam's lashon is miyad ruach ha'kodesh shorah alav. He'll have ruach ha'kodesh, he'll have nevuah. According to the Rambam, nevuah is something natural. When somebody perfects themselves up until a certain state, memela, they will have nevuah. That's what the Rambam says. And there are different levels of nevuah, he continues. And sometimes there'll be nevuah for himself, which might not be, he might not be a Navi in that case. It might be nevuah, but it might not be, as we know, a Navi. Or it might be for others, as the Rambam says. That is all Perek Zayin, the importance of nevuah. But again, nevuah is a natural achievement, and it's something that we have to learn from the Nevi'im themselves about their lives. There is two other important points to mention about nevuah, and then with this we'll finish. Number one is, the Rambam says, again, it's a major topic, but in that same piece, in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnah, in the Hakdamah to Zroim, not in the Pirush Techelek, the Rambam says, in terms of halacha, there's no difference between a Navi and a Chacham. And he has a beautiful line. The Rambam says, "Avo masha asa Yoshua upinchas beinyun ha'iyun vahasvara hu sha'asu Ravina v'Ravashi." There's no difference between Yoshua, Pinchas, Ravina, and Ravashi in terms of halacha. They use the same drashas Chazal, the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorin, and drashas Bahen to come to halacha. Meaning, we don't use nevuah to get to halacha. That is a major topic, just to mention it. And just to mention, it comes up at the beginning of Shas. On the second daf in Shas, we all know the story. Gimel ben Aleph on the bottom. Reb Yossi is walking and he meets Eliyahu HaNavi. And he says, hi, how are you, shalom alecha, Rebbe. And he says, I learned three things from him that day. Lamati this, in Rechason Lechurva v'chulu. Says the Maritz Chayis, on that Gemara in daf Gimel, he says, how do you learn anything from Eliyahu HaNavi? You can't learn anything from a Navi. Nevuah, right? Lo b'shamayim he. You can't learn anything from a Navi. Says the Maritz Chayis, the Efshar Lomar, de im Eliyahu omer dina mitzad ha-nevuah, az I shayach lo b'shamayim he. Vei Navi rashar l'chadish davar. That's true. You can't learn halacha from a Navi. Aval im omer milsa b'tayma, ma sheshamam b'pi chachamim achirim, az I shomim lo. Right? If he's saying it with his chacham hat on, not his Navi hat on, no problem, that's fine. Right, that is, right, Eliyahu comes up in a few places, and where he acts as a chacham and not as a navi. But again, the yesod is, as the Rambam says it, there's no difference between Ravina and Ravashi and Yoshua. Interesting, he says Yoshua and Pinchas. He doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. There is a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. So he's different. But everybody after him, right? This is a huge topic, but it's important that we don't learn halachas from nevuah. We do have certain halachos that are based on a pasuk in Navi. But that's different. That's from using the Yimul Midos. We know it from Hashem. And then we're so mechid. The Pasuk in Yishayahu, Perek Nun Ches, covered in Onik Shabbos. V'kibato me'asos chavsecha, mimsoch chavsecha v'dabar davar. Right? That's all in Kvesel Shabbos Onik. That's in Yishayahu. Or there's a Pasuk in the first Perek in Yeshua, which Pesachim will get to soon, about Morid B'malchus, rebelling against the king. It's Chayiv Misa. It's based on a pasuk at the end of the first parak in Sefer Yoshua. There's even from the Ksuvim sometimes. Pasuk in Rus teaches us the idea of kinyan chalipin, using a suder, using a handkerchief for a kinyan. So there are halachos that we learn out from the psukim, but that's not learning it from nevuah. Nevuah means prophecy, like somebody screams out. They say the story of the Gra. The Gra used to have a malach that used to come to him at night and try to answer all his questions. The Gra said, no, I don't want to know from you. I want to figure it out myself. I need to figure it out because this is Torah. Torah is not min ha-shamayim. Torah is originally min ha-shamayim. But now it is min ha-aretz. One final point related in this introduction, and that is, we know nevuah is no longer. We don't have any more nevi'im bizman hazeh. Nevuah stopped sometime towards the beginning of Bayesheni, during the time of Anshei Knesset HaGadola. 2 points. Number one is an amazing thought from Rav Soloveitchik. In Ish HaEmunah, Rav Soloveitchik writes on paper, I'll look it up, page 34, 35, 36, says Rav Soloveitchik, Nevuah ended, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadola knew that it was ending right now, and they said, this can't be. How is man going to communicate with God? How are we going to have this conversation? Nevuah is ending. What's going to be? So they instituted something that would not substitute for Nevuah, but would continue the conversation, and that is Tefillah. Says the Rav, Tefillah continues Nevuah. It's the same experience, says Rav Soloveitchik. The only difference is who's talking and who's listening. But it's a conversation. Whenever you have a conversation between two different parties, one person, one party is talking, one party is listening. So in Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking and man was listening. In Tefillah, man is talking and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. But the quality of the experience should be the same. Ha'em Kalo Shodavar, says Rav Soloveitchik, Tefillah v'Nevuah hein shtei hagdarot nirdafot, l'dusiach hanosei ofi shal bris bein ho'elokim ba'adam. Achein, kilat ha'tefillah nolda ba'ot ha'sha'a mamash, kishakilat ha'nevuah higia l'kitza, when Nevuah was ending. V'kasher kihilat ha'tefillah ba'al olam, haruach shal ha'yehudi ha'kadum lo himiret kilat ha'nevuah, it didn't substitute ela hinsicha ota. It eternalized it. Hatfila hi hemshich shel hanevuah. V'agudah shel mispalim hi memela agudah shel neviim. Ha'hevdel bein tefila bein nevuah eino mityaches l'tochno shel adusiach. It's not related to the quality. Ela l'seder bo mitznahel. Ba'ot shebetoch kilat hanevuah ho'elokim noket biyozma. Hu medaber v'ha'adam ma'azin. Hari b'kilat hatfila ha'yozma v'amin ha'adam. Hu medaber v'ha'elokim ma'azin. And he says, amazingly, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah would not stop until they figured out a way to continue the conversation. Heim servu lehikana lemitzius historit va'achzoriet zu v'lo nitznu ledusiach ben elokim adam listayim. They knew, because if you don't have the connection, we're finished. Am Yisrael is finished if we don't have this connection. And therefore, b'tfila matzu et geulat hadusiach v'heim amdu al kach shedusiach yatmid la'olam. Therefore we say, oh, why do we have to say daven what they davened? They were the last Nevi'im, and they implanted magical powers into these words in order to continue the conversation. There are places in tefillah where we could add in our own words, in our own language. But this is what Rav Soloveitchik writes in Etzei Emunah, number one. Number two, the other point to mention is that, so why did Nevuah have to end then? Why did Nevuah have to end then? So we say, oh, Rav Soloveitchik's point is because Nevuah ended, they started with tefillah. Why did Nevuah have to end? Says Rav Gedalia Shur, and others as well, we know the Gemara tells us in the Maseches Yuma and in Maseches Sukkah that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah killed the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. Whatever that means. There was too much. It was rampant, like we know today. Nobody has a taiva to bow down to an idol, to believe in a real Avodah Zarah. Right? Nobody has. And if the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that one of the Amoraim, you know, was about to give shir on one of the kings who worshipped Avodah Zarah, and one of the kings came to him in a dream and said, if you lived in my generation, you'd be running after me. You know, we don't have a taiva for this anymore, even though they used to. So explains the Gemara, we don't have a taiva for it because the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah got rid of it. They got rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. And then it says they were going to get rid of the Yetzirah for Arayos, but then the world can't exist without that. So that's why they weakened it a little bit, but they left it alive. So what do you see from there? Says the Argadalia, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in another context. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has to have a level playing field in life, where there are tremendous kochos of Kedusha, there are kochos of Tumah, and vice versa. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, why don't we have Shadim anymore today? Why don't we have Shadim? Like the Rambam says, there's no such thing as Shadim. Says Rabbi Yaakov, no, maybe the Rambam would have believed there was Shadim in the times of the Gemara. Because there were Baskols, there were Amoraim who had the power of Tchias HaMesim. There was unbelievable Kochos of Kedusha going around. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu leveled the field and had Kochos of Tumah as well. But once the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was gotten rid of, this tremendous Koach of Tumah was no longer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he says, had to take away the Koach of Nevuah as well, this tremendous Koach of Kedusha. But either way, we could still learn messages from Nevi'im and Navi in general. So, B'ezras Hashem, next time we will start with Yehoshua, Perek Aleph, the first of the Nevi'im, the continuation of the Torah, the Yehoshua taking over after Moshe Eved Hashem dies, as we'll talk about Hashem in the first year. Yehoshua takes over, and we will B'ezras Hashem study all of his 24 prakim in his Sefer.